I was a wayward child. I didn't love my home. I didn't love my father's voice. I loved afar to roam. The shepherds sought his sheep. The father sought his child. He followed me o'er vale and hill, o'er deserts waste and wild. He found me nigh to death, famished and faint and alone. He bound me with the bands of love. He saved this wandering one. Jesus my shepherd is. 'Twas he that loved my soul. 'Twas he that washed me in his blood. 'Twas he that made me whole. 'Twas he that sought the lost, that found the wandering sheep. 'Twas he that brought me to the fold. 'Tis he that still doth keep. I was a wandering sheep. I would not be controlled. But now I love my shepherd's voice. I love the fold. I was a wayward child. I once preferred to roam. But now I love my father's voice. I love his home. That captures it, doesn't it? It's that change of affection that demonstrates that I am his and he is mine. The conflict is there, but the affections show us so is a transformed inner man. So some lack assurance due to strong preaching, strong conviction. Some lack assurance because of an inability to accept forgiveness. Some lack assurance because they fail to understand the rich truth of the gospel, the work of Christ. Some lack assurance because of an inability to remember the time of salvation. Some lack assurance because of the remaining power of their unredeemed flesh. Number six, some lack assurance because they don't see the hand of God in their trials. They don't see the hand of God in their trials. And I'll stop with this one. Kind of goes like this. Well, if I belong to God and he was my Savior and my Lord, he certainly wouldn't be letting this happen. How could God love me and not hear my prayer when I prayed for my child who died, or I prayed for my spouse who died? Or how can I be God's child and accept the promise that he's going to meet all my needs when I lost my job and I don't know where the next meal is going to come from? There are severe tests in life, and there are really deadly troubles in life. And there are people who, in the midst of that, don't see the hand of God in those trials. And because they don't see the hand of God in those trials, they then lose their assurance, fearing that this is evidence that God is not caring for them. But you know, they miss the very source of their strongest assurance. You want to know what the source of your strongest assurance is? Tested faith. Tested faith.